This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What a year, 2020. I saw a great article I'm going to talk about in the Washington Post because they summed up a lot of what we've talked about along the way in 2020 because it was about technology and the internet. We were all living in front of the screen now more than ever, and we still are. Let's face it, I said this before, Zoom, I was one of the early adopters of Zoom. I shouldn't say early adopter. I was one of like 10 million people who had a subscription to Zoom because I used it for interviews. I used it for speeches, that kind of thing. But Zoom became a verb. Are you Zooming? Zoom doom? There were so many different leftovers with that word. And, of course, it's the platform where you can see the classroom, the teacher can see the students, you can see the Hollywood Squares, they call it the gallery of people. And it exploded to 300 million, and they started to have a few little problems with Zoom, which they quickly corrected because it really, I really like the platform, but it's funny that it was something that people didn't understand. I used to, in fact, use it in speeches. I used to say, when I spoke to engineers, hey, you know, you're in all these different places. It's so much better to see someone's face. You should zip to Zoom. Well, now people pretty much understand what that means, whether they like it or not. And then Amazon, Jeff Bezos, could this guy get any bigger, his company Amazon? I used to say here on this show, you know, just drive a couple of blocks. I don't care if you live in a rural area, a big city, a suburb, whatever size, you know, place your hood is. Just drive around and look around for those boxes that are piled up all over on doorsteps. And it got even bigger, 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 bigger. I mean, now you see the trucks. Every time I walk the dog, I go like a few feet and I see an Amazon truck somewhere. You know, it's that sort of that blue color. And then the other thing that got even bigger was DoorDash, Instacart, all of those became very, very big because of COVID, because the virus has really flipped our lives. The conversations that we're having with people are so much are virtual. And then working from home, that's all part of that. 63 million Americans, and maybe more, who knows, during the pandemic. So what seemed impossible, because remember, there used to be conversations about remote work and, oh, if I could just do it, that a lot of people would say that. Now some of them are regretting that. And it's now become this thing where the joke of wearing sweatpants and a nice top, whether you're a man or a woman or whatever, or even a kid, because that's all somebody's seeing. So it's wild, right? 63 million. I think that number's even higher. And then the National Bureau of Economic Research did a study in the early weeks of the lockdown, and they found that the average workday increased, which I don't know that I would have necessarily thought that, increased by 48.5 minutes. And the number of meetings increased by 12.9%. I get that, because more meetings. And that whole idea of presenting and all that sort of stuff, I guess. And I think there's another thing that's happened on the bad side of it, is that depending on what your position is, middle manager, you know, you could be a teacher's aide, you could be an assistant of any kind, whatever the job is, working more. And this, so I guess in a way that makes sense, the workday increasing, because you're not driving anywhere. You're not taking off. You're not going to lunch. You're not doing any of that. So some of the distractions are different kinds of distractions. There's also the other phenomenon where you have kids in the background, your doorbell's ringing, even though you have signs up, animals, pets, whatever, because they're in the background. There's the interruptions that happened. And what's also intriguing is something that the Washington Post pointed out in their article where they talked about working from home, is is overall productivity decreased by 2 to 3% for most organizations because of poor collaboration and insufficient work practices. So that means that the corporations couldn't handle this. They didn't have ways to lay this out. And of course they didn't, because they were thrown into the pandemic and there was no backup system, you know, for that. And I think remote work is gonna stay in some form. It may stay way more than people would like because of the amount of money companies will save on commercial real estate space, for one. So I think that stays. And, excuse me, when Pew surveyed Americans able to work from home in October, so a couple of months ago, 54% said they would still want to work remotely after the pandemic ends. Oof, I would think that. And that's 54%. I would think a lot of people would want to get back in some way to going to work because of the socialization. The conversations are just so, so different than what they used to be. And then, of course, virtual school. When we look back at 2020, again, the offshoot of what's happened because of the pandemic, this is it, how our lives have gone virtual. And virtual school, you know, school's off the rails. What are you going to do? And then what happens when you don't have the equipment that you need in your home, or the bandwidth, you know, Wi-Fi, all that kind of stuff, with making the adjustments for kids of all sizes to learning on the computers? And online learning will leave some people behind, some families, some children behind, and we've seen that. There's a software company called PowerSchool. It's used by schools, and it serves about, I guess, three-quarters of all students across the U.S. And more than 30% of the students, they reported it because they have the statistics, weren't active users. So now what's so sad and difficult, I would imagine, for these school districts is there has to be more failing grades. What about students turning in assignments? What about tests? And think about high school-aged kids and getting into colleges. I talked about this with my nephew, who I watched him soar as he got deeper into high school and working really hard with tutors and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, halfway through his senior year, they're catapulted, like all of us, into, because of the pandemic, into this virtual world, and he has to do things virtually. Well, then that means they're not sitting at the lunch table, all that interaction for kids who are shy, kids who don't get a lot of interaction with other kids, you know. And then for teachers, what happens when they have to flip to going virtual? And of course they had to adopt and they had to adapt to making students feel that they're okay, and let's get over whatever the technology problem is. But it's got to be a crazy, crazy wild ride. I mean, every day has to be different. And then, of course, here's the big one, online grocery shopping. And we do this with my mother-in-law. The hubs, she has a list of things, and we explain to her the online grocery thing. And we usually end up ordering them and getting them to her. She doesn't live that close to us. And then, of course, curbside pickup. So online ordering, curbside pickup, scrambling, toilet paper. I mean, is that it's like the year of where is the toilet paper? You better stock up, right? I mean, just crazy what 2020 has been. So 2021 is coming soon. Happy New Year to all of you. Stay with us. Dr. Carol Lieberman coming up, talking about some that want to stay home after the pandemic. Hang with us.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes.
Interesting story about Elon Musk. And in our virtual green room, Dr. Carol Lieberman, she's going to jump on board in a second. But he's talking about what he could do with a brain chip. And as far as what happens with that brain chip, how it can control your emotions and mood by emitting waves that are beyond the usual or natural frequency and amplitude. And, you know, there have been discussions about this before, but he is really pushing for it. There's a big article in the Tech Times talking about it. We've heard things that he's been working on linked to this before. So this Neuralink is this idea of this brain chip that would enable humans to go out and choose the mood by balancing the person's hormone levels. Oh, it sounds so crazy, kind of like a movie I saw when I was a kid, Logan's Run. And you couldn't tell who was human, who wasn't, and what was going on there. And this is no Logan's Run. It's much bigger than that. So Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you so much for popping on with us. You're an award winner, best-selling author, and you are there in Beverly Hills, a psychiatrist. So I bet you have stories you can't even tell. Thanks, Dr. Lieberman.
Very welcome. Pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about Elon Musk. What do you think of him pushing this and this idea of this chip? And he's not the only one. We've heard about this from a few other people, but he's got the shot at it.
Well, you know, he certainly has come up with a lot of creative ideas, so one can't take, you know, any idea lightly. However, I think that this is more a projection of what he would like to do for himself, then it is something that is really without danger for people. I mean, you know, if you can, one thing would be we talk about how chips can be hacked, like chips in cars that drive people, you know, automatic cars. Can you imagine if someone was hacking into the chip in your brain? I mean, these are things that are possible, not to mention just the general difficulty of getting the chip inside your skull, and then they developed a robot, apparently, or are developing a robot who would do that kind of surgery to get it in your brain. But, I mean, what I think is, as a psychiatrist, what I think is particularly is interesting is that when he's talking about controlling moods, is that, you know, there is speculation, and well, my speculation, for one, that Elon is a bipolar. And he has sort of commented on that himself, admitted it himself. He did a tweet in 2017 that said, the reality is great highs, terrible lows, and unrelenting stress. And then he talked a little bit more. When he was asked a little bit more about it, he kind of backpedaled a bit and went just short of saying, yes, I have been diagnosed bipolar. But, you know, people create things, really, that they need themselves. So, I mean, he had said that some of the first uses would be people who have paraplegia or other brain diseases and so on, which, of course, would be wonderful if there was something like that. But when we start going into moods and emotions, and I mean, those kinds of things come from childhood issues. You know, they come from traumas that you have in childhood, experiences that you had, and not really something that can be regulated later on by a chip.
Yeah, and I like how you say that, because it's so true, isn't it? No matter where we are on whatever spectrum, you go back to childhood more than anywhere else when we're in your business, right?
Right, and, you know, you need a therapist for that, not a chip. I mean, when you think about it, you know, psychiatry has all kinds of drugs. And the idea is that they are supposed to be regulating neurotransmitters and so on, hormones, so to speak, in the brain. And, you know, we still don't have, that isn't an exact science yet. So then to take it one step above and think about a chip regulating those kinds of things, you're really getting into dangerous territory.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, and you know the different treatments there are. How do you feel about there's a treatment, the TMS therapy, which is the magnetic thing where, you know, we're talking about looking at your brain and seeing the depressed areas and a healthy brain versus a depressed brain. How do you feel about those kinds of treatments?
Well, I think they make a lot of money for psychiatrists who use them, but I don't really think that they work. I mean, you know, there could be temporary benefits, but again, if you don't, it's just like medication for that matter. You know, medication can help, and for some kinds of disorders like bipolar, it's really important to continue taking it for the rest of your life. But it doesn't get you, it isn't just medication for any kind, for anxiety, for depression, whatever the problem, medication alone does not work. You need therapy to get to the root of it. So same thing with TMS or this chip. You really, you can't, you know, the work of therapy is hard. You cry, you know, you have to go through a lot of emotions. But there is nothing, there's no quick fix.
All right, I like that. There's no quick fix. And you're right. A lot of times you design or come up with, especially someone as brilliant as Elon Musk, who just had a big win, you know, with his SpaceX company, obviously, is you create what you want to see. And if he has his own curse and blessing, then you come up with that new idea for his own personal unhappiness.
Right.
And so then you would assume if he does this, wouldn't he want a brain chip for himself? And that would be interesting.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, Dr. Carol Lieberman, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So you heard Dr. Carol. I mean, you know, the medications and everything else are necessary part of treatment. But you still have to do the work with the therapy and getting to the root of the problem. But this is something that's been talked about a lot, this Neuralink that develops a feature on a brain chip that would enable humans to go and, like I said, choose the mood by balancing off of a person's hormone levels. And it was a secret kind of project mentioned by Musk that is one of the new areas that his company is looking at. He even said that an event in August, late August, will explain what this all pertains to. And, of course, the American tech company founded by Musk, Neuralink, is working on their current project, the brain implanted chip that's capable of what we just said, controlling a human's emotions and mood by emitting waves that are beyond what they normally would have, the natural frequency, the amplitude. So trying to change that frequency really is what we're talking about. And the Neuralink pushes through updating the software of the project as well as the chip and other hardware of that project too. So it's been talked about now a little bit more, and it would help people with an entirely severed, and she mentioned this, severed spinal cord to restore mobility, so people were excited about that and movement. And it would alleviate stress and anxiety by altering and balancing those levels and relieving the tension, just getting rid of it there. And he is very optimistic that this could really, really work. And he's been advocating for this project to combine artificial intelligence and, of course, because he suspects machines would overrun the world in the coming years. And does it work for a person's well-being? Does it double as a revolutionary step in enhancing their capabilities? He's saying yes, yes, yes. And here's the question I would have for you. Would you, whatever it is you deal with, would you think of putting a brain, would you think of putting a chip in your brain? Would you feel comfortable having that done? Would you feel comfortable thinking, oh, from everything I've read, things that I couldn't hear before I will be able to hear? Things that were impossible for me to process before I'll be able to process? I mean, this company's only been around since 2016. And Elon Musk hasn't talked about it very much, about the technology they're developing or any of that, and that there's no question the company's main goal is to create a direct link between the brain and a computer. And they say they can do it by using a sewing machine-like device that sews threads to the implanted brain chip, which would then connect to a single USB-C cable that enables full bandwidth data streaming to the brain. Ooh, just a little bit over the top for me. I praised his brilliance a few nights ago because of what he did in space, but on this one, I have to take a flyer, because how does it work? How safe is it? So, so many questions. Nothing but questions. We're hitting the mailbag next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News that he's going to take his opportunity to stand up for election integrity.
I mean, somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter, and this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States Senator. This process right here, my one opportunity to stand up and say something, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The Trump campaign also has two petitions before the Supreme Court challenging results in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, though there has been no indication yet whether the court will hear either case. This is USA Radio News. Residents of one Colorado city were forced to freeze during a recent winter storm after vandals damaged gas lines. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near zero degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And British lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a trade deal Wednesday with the EU that finally completes the country's exit from the European Union. The deal ensures that the UK can continue to trade with the 27-nation bloc without tariffs or quotas. A previous transition deal was set to expire on January 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This time around on Author's Corner, Jeremy McNally joins us, and he's written a book called How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. Now, Jeremy, before we go any further in this interview, I have to ask you this question. Why did you name the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive?
Absolutely. And hi, Kate. Good morning. I wrote the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive because, well, I've spent years obtaining information from my own experiences and feedback from some of the most successful people in the world today with regard to, you know, what the recipe is for being able to transform any aspect of your life. You know, I wanted to pass this information that I've, you know, that's been tried, tested, and proven to my son, Aiden McNally, and anyone else that chooses to read my book.
Yeah, so having said that, give us a little bit of the meat of it. Tell us, you know, the gist of the book. I understand the overall, which is fantastic, and the name of your book is incredible because it tells us exactly where you're taking us. But give us more kind of a synopsis on the book.
Yeah, sure. Well, most people, you know, they have a sense of what they really want to be in life and where they really want to be in life. Yet 90% of, you know, 90%, you know, a pretty rough number, but, you know, 90% of those same people, they fall far short of actually getting there. You know, so many people today, they feel like their life circumstances force them to settle for a lot less than what they truly want and need. So they just float through life and fall into this black hole that seems, you know, so difficult to get out of or even get past. You know, going to work, coming home, and spending the little time you have left with the family or binge watching Netflix. You know, floating through life is really defined as normal in our society. You know, people tell themselves that by next year they'll be in a much better place yet 5 years goes by, then another five, and you aren't really a whole lot closer to a better life for yourself and your family than you were when you started. I mean, in fact, it might even be worse. Excessive bills, deeper responsibilities on a track you never really wanted to go down in the first place. So my book really drives home that things don't need to be that way at all. It just takes knowing and believing that, right? If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to school to get the skills to do it. If you want to be a professor, you need the skills to be one. If you want to be able to, you know, drastically transform aspects of your life, you need the skills to do it. And it's literally a science. Fortunately, it's just, you know, these skills are easy to learn and put into practice. And my book not only gives the specific skill set step by step, but it helps you take action too.
Ooh, I like that. That you give us the skill, and so you tell us the skill, but then you tell us the how to. So you can't tease us like that. And we're speaking to Jeremy McNally about his book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You have to give us one. Give us one thing right now before anyone can run and pick up your book that they can do to unlock some of the things that are weighing them down.
You know what? I will get there in 1 second, actually, because there is one little secret I do want everybody to leave this interview with. And you know, see, my book lays the groundwork for readers to transform their life for the better. You know, however, you can learn everything I teach, but more than anything, you need to have the right mindset, you know, a growth mindset. In fact, you know, that's why I named the book what I did. It, you know, a core part of what I teach focuses on helping you understand your current mindset while at the same time showing you how to lay the first brick, right? So motivation and inner drive are completely different. You know, motivation is excitement. Motivation is what you feel when you're packing your bags for a vacation to Disney World, setting your alarm for 3 a.m. with a smile on your face to make your flight for 6, right? Motivation is that feeling of wanting to do something. But inner drive, hence the name of my book, goes so much deeper than that. It's giving your motivation a direction, like channeling anger to do good. You're channeling your motivation to reach a destination. So it's passion. It's passion for a specific destination, to sum that up. You know, this passion, it won't let you concede or give up. You just simply know you have to reach that destination, and you'll do whatever you have to get there, ethically, of course. But that still isn't enough, right? Passion and drive isn't the full recipe. The things that are missing are filling the gaps between what's driving you and the destination you're just excited to get to. So you have to thoroughly plan the road you're taking to get there, to achieve great things, to achieve your dreams. You know, it has to be done with measurable goals. You know, that once met measurably inch you closer to your destination, or your destiny, if you will. So
I like that. Measurable goals. I'm scribbling that down because you're absolutely right, and it's not said enough. Not enough people talk about that.
Right. Right. So you said to give you one secret, right? So if I was to give you one secret from my book that you could leave the interview with today, I would say, you know, it's the power of your thoughts, right? You know, your thoughts are so much more powerful than you might think. You know, thoughts are a part of life. Your brain's constantly taking in information from all of the sensors in your body. It processes it, interprets it, everything it senses, good and bad. And some say, you know, that we're the sum of what we think about. You know, that's somewhat of a controversial statement, I'm sure. But, you know, I believe this is the most true and powerful thing about all of us. You know, if all of our experiences, our perceptions and memories, physical and emotional, are what made us who we are, why wouldn't we be able to harness this for our own good, even the greater good, right? So the way you think, it's like, you know, how you think on a per-situation basis determines the reality that you live. You know, your thoughts create the reality, which is your life. You know, the more positive you think, the more positive you attract, and vice versa. You know, if you actively practice thinking more positively about whatever it is you want, even if it seems so far out, you know, you'd be surprised at the results, especially if you couple it with the other teachings in my book.
All right, so I like that. So, you know, just try to hone in on that, and then again, grab Jeremy's book, and then you can fill out the rest of it with these proven techniques. And it really is a life guide that shows you how to use your inner drive to transform, and that's the key word, to transform any of these aspects of your life and really achieve that success. I call it, Jeremy, when you have people don't dream big enough. I wrote a book, Deal Your Own Destiny, which is like perfect with your book. It's kind of dovetails. It's the same thing. And people don't dream big enough sometimes. So they just make it so small. But if, and you said it, if you just think bigger and then you have those goals, measurable goals, boy, you'd be surprised at what you could achieve. And I think it's worth mentioning, you did great research on this because you really kind of, for lack of a better way to describe this, picked the brains of some pretty powerful people, didn't you?
I did, definitely. And I want to give you an example, you know, the basis around really why I'm teaching this and why, you know, it's important to people, right? And it's a small little story that might strike a chord, right? I was talking to this guy, he must have been in his early 50s, and, you know, we were sitting in his kitchen eating, you know, cheese and crackers, of course, talking about life, right? His father passed away about a year or so before, you know, we started talking about this in his kitchen. And his mother, of course, was a survivor. You know, they were a couple years apart, late 70s. Now, his entire life, his parents have been there for him through thick and thin, right? They were there to support him no matter what, really. Now, with his mother being the surviving spouse, he was faced with a pretty harsh reality check. You know, his mom needed him now more than anything in the world. She's older. She's alone. And, of course, he wanted to be there for her, but couldn't be there for her the way he needed, you know, the way she needed him to be. The tragedy in this is that he just couldn't be. You know, to sum this up, she ended up in an elderly home. She sees her son maybe once or twice a week. But, you know, it with planning better, starting at an earlier stage in life, and don't get me wrong, it's never too late to start, ever. But, you know, planning better, you can avoid situations like this. And to end that story on a positive note, I did take the time to help this guy and show him how to transform his life. And today he's doing what he loves, making good money, purchased a big house for him and his family, got his mom out of the home. You know, he had the drive. He just needed the skills to get from point A to point B. And that's all it is, skills and drive.
Oh, I like that because so often you don't hear that other part. You need the skills, but with the skills and the drive, and that's great because that's a tremendous transformational story of where he was to where he is now by following that along. And I think we peppered this throughout this conversation, but it's absolutely worth driving this back again. What do you hope people listening to this conversation we're having and the people who read your book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the groundwork for transforming any aspect of their life. You know, I hope my book shows them how to find their inner drive, what's going to drive them, what's their true passion in life. And with that, with knowing that why, the answer to your why, you know, by knowing that, I want them to take the skills that I teach and put it to action and get somewhere, transform their life for the better and achieve the dreams that they've really wanted from the get-go, that they felt that they had to settle for before knowing what I'm teaching.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning this, too. You said it. It doesn't matter. It's never too late. Not really, because there's always a way that you can go back and look at what you could do if you have. And you said it, and this is a key word for me, too, for people listening. They know this growth mindset, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the key. All right, this book is terrific because, again, you've got the skills and the how to do it. So both are in this book, not just, okay, here's what you can do. This is the ways to do it, and that's what I love about this. It's an actual, I'll call it the map. It is what the title of the book is, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You can get it on Amazon. Jeremy McNally, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Miss Lainey Kazan, ladies and gentlemen.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with the yellow flowers in her hair. Her dress cut down to there. She could never ring it. She'd do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star.
Wow. What a voice. Lainey Kazan. Not only musical, but what an actress. She made her Broadway debut in 1961 with the musical The Happiest Girl in the World, and she sang with all kinds of the biggies. I mean, I would take up this whole interview if I gave you her resume. And, of course, many of you know her from television, Saint Elsewhere, from the movies. She's done a ton of movies, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. She was the mama, and so much more. A couple of episodes of my pal Kevin James's show, The King of Queens, and just an incredible actress, singer, and we are thrilled to have her all the way from Beverly Hills joining us on the air tonight. Lainey, thanks so much for coming on.
Hello, how are you?
That voice, you are killer. Your voice is incredible. I have this amazing technical maestro who dug that up. He said, I bet you she hasn't heard this in a long time.
You have to send it to me.
We will.
Promise. I promise. You know what? I said to somebody, I played a little clip of you to someone a couple of weeks ago, and I said, do you know who this is? And I played like a little guessing game, and they couldn't guess. You know who they said? Barbara Streisand. You were her understudy, right?
I've heard that a lot.
I bet.
Yes, what, I have.
What is it like in Beverly Hills, first of all, with what's going on with COVID-19?
It's pretty sad. I haven't been out of the house in almost 3 months.
Wow, 3 months. That's tough. Huh? Are you going stir
like
crazy?
February, March, April, yeah. But like
wow.
The beginning of March, and now we're into almost May. Yeah, it's
wow.
Pretty pathetic. But
yeah, no kidding. You got to tell those Californians to stay off the beaches.
I know. It's terrible, huh?
Yeah, it is terrible.
Oh, you've got to get me that. How will you send it to me?
I will send it to you. We'll get an email from you. Don't worry. We'll get it. We'll get it to you. I promise.
All right.
It's a YouTube
right.
clip, and we'll get it to you.
Where are you?
We're in Texas, and we're in Minneapolis, and of course we're all over the whole country. People are listening to us in Portland, in Los Angeles, in New Orleans, in West Virginia.
Wow.
And you know what? Everybody remembers you for sure from, and like I said, you've been in a ton of things, but my Big Fat Greek Wedding, what was that like for you?
Oh, honey, it was such a great experience. I remember the first time I got a call from my agent and said, you know, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are producing a little movie, and it's written by an unknown Greek girl, but it's very sweet and very funny. And would you like to come up to our office, to Tom Hanks's office, and read it at a table read? I said, of course I'll come up. I said, Tom Hanks? And he said, and they're serving breakfast. I said, you got it. I'll be there. So I went up to his office, and when I walked in, he was so pleased that I had come, and they were so honored that I was there, and I was so thrilled to be there. And the play reading went off like clockwork. It was beautiful and funny and delightful. And I didn't hear from them for like a year. I swear to God, I didn't hear from them. And all of a sudden I got a call from my agent and said, remember that little Greek thing I sent you up for? Well, we're doing that, and they're doing it, but there's no money at all. It's going to be scale plus X, Y, and Z. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it because it's a charming film. I don't have another job right now, and I'm going to do it. So I went up to Toronto, and this cast became my family. And we still have dinner together. Can you believe it? We have dinner like every other month, and we still talk to each other and see each other. It's gotten less and less over the last few years, but we were so close for years, years and years. And it was a joy to make the movie, and it was a joy to be in it. And then the success that came was so strange because once we made the movie, and I didn't even hear from them again for like a year or so. And then I got a call from Nia, and she said, the movie's being released. You call all the synagogues. I'm calling all the Greek churches. She said, and let's get some people to go in because if we have a good first weekend, maybe we can run a little bit. Well, would you know, it made more money than any other film. It's the highest grossing independent comedy that's ever been.
Wow. And then, of course, there was a part two, so you got more than scale for the part two, right?
I certainly did. You better believe it.
Sometimes things pay off. So your family, in your background and growing up in New York, did you know that this was the route you were going to take?
That's so interesting. You know, I had another interview today, and the woman asked me this exact question. It's just so interesting. I never made a decision. I was my mother's puppet, you know. She wanted to be a ballerina when she was a young girl, and she kind of put all her dreams into me when she saw that I had a little bit of talent. because it wasn't nice for a young Jewish girl to be a ballerina then. It was like, oh, look, she was. It was like being a woman of the streets, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
It really was. And so she, when I came along, it was fine. And she nurtured it. She gave me dance lessons, singing lessons, every kind of lesson. And I started dancing and singing when I was three. And I never stopped. I've been in this business my whole life.
And it's a good fortune for all of us because of some of the amazing work that you've done. You're so super talented. And then you're passing this on as well to other students because you teach and you're doing something with NYU. Tell us about that. And also in California, USC, right?
Yeah, I am a professor at UCLA.
Yeah.
I've been there 10 years now. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But I teach acting for the singer at UCLA. And then Tish just got a hold of me, and they asked me to teach there, so I'm teaching acting there. And I just started an acting for the singer class. And we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how Tish likes me. And then I'm teaching at the Strasberg Institute. Because I teach the method. I teach the Strasberg method. The Stanislavski method.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love passing along what I've learned. I've learned so much. And it's such a joy for me to teach.
And you can tell it.
My mother always wanted me to be a teacher. You know, there was her little private dream.
Yeah. And so that's paying off too. We're speaking with Lainey Kazan. Lainey, what's the first thing you're going to do when you're out of quarantine and it's 3 months out of the house?
But I think I'm going to go to the beach. I think I want to go in. I want to do something like, you know, wild, but I'm too old to do that. I don't have the energy to follow my passion.
I gotcha. Yeah, but you know, you can meet friends for lunch. You can actually be out in a restaurant somewhere.
I know. Actually, we did my girlfriend's birthday. We Zoomed her birthday. And it's my birthday coming up on May 15th. And so we're going to all order our own dinner. And we're all going to have dinner together.
Nice. That's good. And you're used to the Zoom thing now because of the teaching.
Yes,
and so you're probably a pro.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Well, we can't wait to see what happens next for you because I'm sure it's certain to be a hit, whatever you're involved in.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. I love life. I love what I do. And, you know, I've had ups and downs and ins and outs, but keep on trucking.
Yeah, that's a good motto, keep on trucking. Thanks, Lainey. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to meeting you one of these years.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to meeting you as well. Wow, that's just terrific. So, Lainey Kazan, and I, as I said, so much she's done in her career as an actress and a singer, and boy, she was nominated for so many awards, even a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series for St. Elsewhere. She was great in that. Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Musical for My Favorite Year. Golden Globe Award nominated for that, for her role in My Favorite Year. And, you know, of course, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You heard the story there, and then the sequel film, and what a great big hit that was. I love that story that she told us. All right, stay with us. I promise I will meet you on the other side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.